Welcome to the Risen Church Podcast, a collection of sermons from Risen Church in Santa Monica, California. Here at Risen, we believe the Bible, proclaim the gospel, and seek to better follow Christ. As a Jesus-centered church for the people of Los Angeles and ultimately the world, we aim to help people know Jesus, grow in faith, and go serve the world. If you're interested in more information, please visit us at risenchurch.com. And now for this week's message.
Well, it's so good to have you here. We're just a few hours away from Christmas morning. When I was a kid growing up, I always felt like going to Christmas Eve service was just another thing we had to do before we could get to the presents. Right? Do you remember that feeling? It was like everything we did was like, that's great, that's good, want to do that, I'm for that, let's get to the presents. That's how we feel. We all remember feeling that growing up. And maybe you had that experience, maybe you didn't. But tonight's one of my favorite nights of the year because some of us are very excited right now about tomorrow. We're looking forward to what's about to happen tomorrow. Others of us, if we're really honest, are feeling sort of nervous about tomorrow because maybe you're just very tired. And maybe you've got a lot of obligations tomorrow with people who you don't love to spend time with. Some of you have got a long night ahead of you. Am I right about that? Some of you have got some late night putting some things together, go to sleep at 3 a.m., looking up instructions at 2:30 in the morning to try to figure out how to put that thing together. Some of you, that's what you have in store. Some of you have got gifts hiding in your home right now, and you've got kids who've been sort of looking for them, maybe shaking them, guessing what's inside, and asking questions every 5 minutes. It's inescapable that Christmas is about gifts. And I want you to think about that moment in your life when you woke up Christmas morning and you just, that gift that was peak gift, right? Maybe you have a moment in your life, maybe it was older when you're younger, I don't know, but think about that moment when you got a gift on Christmas and you couldn't believe it, right? You didn't think it was possible. You didn't think that the person that got it for you could afford it or make it happen. You didn't think it even existed, maybe. You wanted something, you thought, there's no way this is gonna happen, and then kind of magic came before you, right? Maybe there's a moment when you're a kid when your parents said, these are magical words, right? When your parents said to you, hey, it looks like there's one more thing back there. Oh, I wonder what that is. And you just got all excited about that. Or maybe you had this moment where one of your parents said to you, like, hey, go take a look in the garage. And it's like, what's in the garage? And you ran outside and you were so excited. Christmas is about gifts. And we can try to we do all of these beautiful, wonderful things, but we recognize that Christmas is about gifts. And some of us think that's a bad thing, because of all of the materialism and the consumerism, which we all acknowledge is real. I've seen countless articles over the last month, which is like, what do you get for the person who already has everything? And you have this sense of like, yeah, that's where we live. We live in a world where most of us feel like we kind of have everything. But Christmas is about getting gifts, and we ought not to think about moving away from gifts, because if you understand Christmas, then you understand that gift sits at the very center of the holiday. And so what is it that tomorrow morning, if you woke up, you would just be excited about, right? Would it be a brand new Lexus? Who's doing that, right? Every year there's commercials for new Lexuses, and who's making these car purchases without talking to their partner? But that's a thing that people do. Or maybe it's a Nintendo Switch 2, or maybe it's a new whatever it is. Do you have something that if you open it tomorrow, it would make your heart sing? Well, maybe you have that thing, and I want to in a few moments tonight, just share with you my heart and what I've been thinking about recently, about gifts and especially about the greatest gift of all. Like if you get tired of all of the gifts during Christmas, which can happen to all of us, I just want you to use that to refocus your aim on Christmas is about the greatest gift.
And so I just want to spend a few moments with us in one of the most famous verses of all time, which all of you, many of you know, some of you maybe never heard before, but you can sum up the whole Bible in a certain sense in this one verse. It's John 3:16. And this is what John 3:16 says. Some of you have this verse memorized. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Christmas is about a gift that has been given. Did you notice in John 3:16 that it says that God gave? That Christmas is about God giving a gift. Sometimes a gift says, "I know you." Sometimes a gift says, "I was thinking about you." Sometimes it says, "I love you." Sometimes it says, "I was at Target and I panicked. And so this is what you've got," right? Some of you are gonna get gifts like that tomorrow. You're like, "Wait, you must have been in the aisle at Target checking out." But this gift tells us something very clear, very important. It says that God loves, and out of God's love, he gives. God gives out of love. God's love is a giving love. It's not a cautious love. It's not a hesitant love. It's not a love that waits to see if we deserve it or not. Let me be really clear about something. God is not making a list and checking it twice and going to find out who's naughty or nice. God doesn't give like that. God gives generously because God loves. God loves you and has given you a gift. And it's just a mistake if you wake up tomorrow morning and it doesn't matter what's under the tree or what's coming into your mailbox or what you... I want you just to get that God wants to give a gift that causes you to just have your mind blown, like maybe when you were a child and you went ecstatic over the thing that was under the tree. And what does God give? Because he loves. God loves, and so he gives. And what does he give? He gives his only son. Christmas is about God giving us Jesus, a real baby born in a real place to a real family in a world that is cold and broken and dark. God could have sent us a gift card. He could have sent us a message. But Christmas is about declaring that God so loved that he gave his son. He gave his son. His son to be born, his son to live and experience disappointment and heartache and darkness and sorrow and suffering and ultimately a cross. Jesus experiences this because of God's love for us. Christmas is light in the midst of darkness. Every year when we gather together, some of us in this room, like, this has been amazing. You're so excited about Christmas season, you can't wait for tomorrow. Some of you are dreading it. Because when you think about the moment you're in, you think about darkness. You think about how difficult things have been for you. You think about the health issues that you are facing, the uncertainties that you are facing, the job that you are uncertain about. You're wrestling with family dynamics and broken relationships. You feel so misunderstood. You feel so alone. You feel isolated. And Christmas is about God saying, "I see you and I love you and I'm going to enter into the human experience so that you would know that I know what it's like to be where you are. I see you and I know you." God so loved. Who does God so love? He loves the world. Now, when we hear that phrase, the world, we tend to think about all of the individual people all over the world. But in the Bible, especially in the Gospel of John, the world isn't just speaking of individuals. It's speaking of a broken place. It's speaking of a world that ignores God, a world that resists God, a world that says before God, "I will live my own life on my own terms." And what does God do? He so loved the world. That means Christmas is not about God loving you because you're good. Right? We all know that, like, have you ever given a present or a gift to someone who thought they deserved it? Who expected it? Right? They opened it up and they looked at it and they judged it and they said, it feels about right. Maybe you could have spent a little bit more on me because I'm worth it. I've earned it. What is this paltry nonsense gift you've given me? I deserve more. Christmas is about God saying to a world in rebellion against him, I so love you that I'm going to give my son. It's about God loving not a good world, but a dark one. And that matters if you have been in darkness. It matters if you lost people that you loved this year. It matters if you've received a difficult diagnosis. It matters if you're carrying grief that no one else can see. I was deeply moved yesterday. I shared this with my family. When I received the news, I just was reading the news and I heard about former Senator Ben Sasse. And he posted a message, and I would encourage you maybe this Christmas time to read this message he posted. He posted online about how he had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And I want you to hear what he said about his diagnosis, and specifically about Christmas. He says, last week I was diagnosed with metastasized stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and I am going to die. As a Christian, the weeks running up to Christmas are a time to orient our hearts toward the hope of what's to come. Not an abstract hope in fanciful human goodness, not hope in vague, Hallmark, sappy spirituality, not a bootstrapped hope in our own strength, no. Often we lazily talk about hope when what we mean is optimism. To be clear, optimism is great, he says, and it's absolutely necessary, but it's insufficient. It's not the kind of thing that holds up when you tell your daughters you're not going to walk them down the aisle, nor telling your mom and pops that they're going to have to bury their son. A well-lived life demands more reality, stiffer stuff. That's why during Advent, even while still walking in darkness, we shout our hope. Often, properly, with a gravelly voice, soldiering through tears. Such is the calling of the pilgrim, he writes. Those who know ourselves to need a physician should dang well look forward to enduring beauty and eventual fulfillment. That is, we hope in a real deliverer, a rescuing God, born at a real time, in a real place. But the eternal city with foundations and without cancer is not yet. Christmas is about God sending light into darkness. That's what the manger is. It's light in the dark. Jesus comes to a world filled with sickness and death and tears and fear. And if you're carrying any of that tonight, you need to know that God sees you and he doesn't stay distant from it. He sends his son who grows up and suffers and weeps and bleeds and dies. Why? So that whoever would believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. That means Jesus did not come to make your life a little nicer. He came to defeat death itself. And he does in and through his son, Jesus. The baby in the manger grows up and goes to the cross. And the cross leads to an empty tomb. And the empty tomb means that death does not get the last word. Christmas is an invitation to receive whoever believes in him. That includes adults. That includes children. That includes those of you who feel very strong right now and those of you who feel extraordinarily weak. Having faith in Christ means trusting, leaning your weight on Jesus. It means saying, Jesus, I can't save myself. I don't deserve salvation. I don't deserve hope and peace and love and light and life with you forever. But I trust you. I trust that you're real, and I trust that you want me to experience the joy of a Christmas morning wherein which I am declaring before God, how could this be? I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it. It's too good to be true. Tonight, we light candles together. We have these small flames in what will be a dark room. And that's exactly what Christmas is, light in the darkness. Not God pretending that the darkness isn't there, but God saying, I have come in to your darkness. For I so loved the world that I gave my one and only son. If this has been a great 2025 for you, then the gift of Jesus is for you. If it's been a painful year, then the gift of Jesus is for you. If you feel strong, if you feel weak, no matter where you are, Jesus is God's gift of love wrapped in flesh. And he offers himself to you tonight. Not just for tomorrow, not just for this season, but forever. So when you wake up tomorrow morning, whether you get wonderful gifts or no gifts at all, there is a gift that God longs to give you that makes you look up at heaven and say, this is too good to be true. God so loved me. He so loved the world that he sent me Jesus, that whoever believed in him would have life with God forever. I don't deserve it. I couldn't earn it. And yet God, out of his love, gave Jesus for me. You already have access to the greatest gift. You just have to receive it. And if you've already received it, make sure that tomorrow morning, the thing that you're most grateful for is not under the tree, but found in a manger, coming for salvation for you. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pause and we say thank you for Jesus. We say thank you for the reminder that light breaks into the darkness. The darkness shall not overcome the light. Many of us love darkness. We love our wickedness. We love our sin. We love the things that draw us away from you. And you don't wait for us to get ourselves right before you move towards us in grace. You so love the world that you sent Jesus to experience all the pain and brokenness and sin in the world, that through him, not only would he overcome death and sin, but we could overcome death and sin through him. Lord, I pray that tomorrow we would be recipients once again of the greatest gift the world has ever known. Lord, would you allow our hearts and our minds to focus solely on the beauty of the gift that is to be received? And if anybody tells us that Christmas isn't about presents or gifts, let us be the first to say, yes, it is. It is about the gift of Jesus offered by the Father to us. Give us that hope and that peace and that joy. Give it to us tonight and forevermore. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. We hope you've been deeply encouraged by it. Each week, we're able to produce this podcast because of the faithful giving of our congregation and others who support us. If you'd like to help us continue to create similar content, you can give at risenchurch.com. And if you're in the Los Angeles area looking to connect with the church, we'd love to have you join us. Hope to meet you soon.